As many of you know, during this 4th of July weekend, like the other 4th of July weekends for the last several years, we've been conducting a festival of the Holy Name, celebrating our dependence on the Holy Name. And by celebrating our dependence upon the Holy Name, by that very means, feeling freedom, real independence. And in the course of the past several years, this Kevalashtakam song has become a favorite, maybe even a theme song of appreciation. The author of the song is unknown, at least by name, but something is known about the author just from reading or hearing, and that is that he's a follower of Lord Chaitanya, whoever he is or was. Because the mood is the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the verses are directly expanding on the message that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded. And that is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what we're going to do is alternate a little bit. We'll see how long it takes to take certain verses and expand a little bit on the meaning from those verses. So, I raised my hand first to discuss this one, because last year Badahari spoke on this one. I wanted to follow in his footsteps. Aho dukham mahad, dukham dukhad, dukhadaram yata. Even if you don't know what Sanskrit means, there's a lot of emphasis here. Dukha, mahadukha. It's by one of the literary ornaments is alliteration, repeating the same sound or consonant. Only in this case, it's not just the same consonant, it's the same word in different versions of that word. And not only in this world, but it's the nature of the living entity to want happiness. That's the opposite of this one, sukha. But wanting happiness, instead one gets unhappiness. There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna explains that. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate. Certainly, yehi samsparshaja bhoga. Samsparshaja, samsparsha, it's when the senses come in contact with objects, there's an expectation. Sukha. Bhoga. Bhoga means enjoyment. Sukha means happiness. When I was a new devotee, I learned these words from the kitchen. We had a refrigerator. We had two refrigerators. One was the bhoga refrigerator, and the other was the prasadam refrigerator, because we didn't mix the two. That which was already offered and we were saving to refrigerate it, that was the prasadam refrigerator. And that which hadn't yet been offered to Krishna, we just called it the bhoga refrigerator, because bhoga means sense enjoyment. So that which is not offered to Krishna, that's sense enjoyment. When people are involved in sense enjoyment, they're expecting happiness, sukham, bhoga. But instead they get the opposite. It's like the classic little box, and you press the button, and what comes out of the box? A jack-in-the-box. And you put the cover back down. We did that as, I had one as a kid. Same thing every time. Press the little button. Put the guy back down, put the lid down, press the button. Jack-in-the-box. Every time. Only those machines break and this one doesn't break. This one goes on ad infinitum. Dukkham. Nihi samsparsha jaboga. Dukkha. Let's try it again. Nihi samsparsha jaboga. Dukkha. Every time. Dukkha. Yonaya evate. Yoni means the place of birth. Like the womb, the place where the child takes birth, is yoni. Dukkha's place of birth is expecting happiness by bringing the senses in contact with sense objects. And every time it's a jack-in-the-box. Every time. That's one kind of misfortune or sorrow. A greater sorrow, mahadukham, is what this devotee is lamenting. Kachartam vishmitam ratna. That's another word that I learned as a new devotee. There's pakka and kacha. Those of you from India, you know those words. I didn't know those words. Sir, you're right in the way. Could you move? Thanks. Pakka, very nice. Kacha, very like vegetables that are rotten. Kacha. And we would only buy pakka vegetables for the deities. We only want nice first class things. So that which is actually a jewel is taken as a mere piece of glass. And those of you that are familiar with the story of Dhruva Maharaj, this is exactly taken from that message. When Dhruva Maharaj, who wanted a kingdom, he wanted bhoga, and he got a jack-in-the-box instead. He got dukkha. Thus the personality of God had appeared and said to Dhruva, you desired a kingdom, now it's yours. And Dhruva was lamenting, how unfortunate. I was desiring this piece of glass. Kachartam vishvatam ratna. Instead, I could have desired this jewel, the opportunity to serve you eternally. Oho dukam, maha dukam. Now Dhruva Maharaj, he also was chanting Harinam. In addition to his austerity, which was really extreme, it wasn't just austerity, it was his chanting of mantra. And we know what that mantra was. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. that's also chanting of the holy name. Instead of Om Namo, we have Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is very merciful mantra. Just as that verse from Kali Sanatana Upanishad says, it's the Maha Mantra. Because technically, that Vedic mantra can be chanted by anybody, but the efficacy is when you receive it as a qualified brahmana, as a mantra to chant from Guru. But Maha Mantra is so merciful that anyone, because it doesn't have that same restriction, it's not of the same restriction, regulation by the codes of the Vedas, it's accessible to anyone and everyone. An illiterate person, a foolish person, an Om apavitro pavitro va sarvavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundari kaksham sabhaya abhyantara suchihi. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. This Vedic mantra says that pavitra or apavitra, purified or unpurified, sarvavastam gatopiva, having passed through, you name it, all circumstances of life. Just like Narada in his previous life, before Narada, he was a small boy, and after being trained by the Bhakti Vedantas, Narada left home when his mother died and traveled and experienced sarvavastam gatopiva. He experienced everything. Villages, cities, forests, jungles, hills and valleys and rivers and streams and everything. Sarvavastam gatopiva. But yasmaret, by remembrance of that Pundarikaksham, the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he also had received mantra. Can we stop this gentleman from... Sir? Yeah, thank you. He was remembering the Personality of Godhead, and he attained the Personality of Godhead's eternal service. One who understands that feels great pain. A compassionate person wants to benefit others. This past semester of my visiting colleges in the spring semester, this was the theme of the presentation, was compassion for a person in this contemporary society. What's the appropriate way of exhibiting compassion in this world? So a compassionate person wants the welfare of others. And the best of all welfare of others is that which not only checks the reactions of karma, neutralizes the reactions of mistakes or sins and the suffering that comes from that, but even better, it removes even the tendency to do those things. Because what's the tendency? What's the root of suffering? It's having turned our attention away from the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what that which turns one's attention again to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just built within the process, is chanting the holy name. It uproots even the tendency to again have to suffer. Such a jewel. And people consider it a mere piece of glass, something of this world, something mundane, maybe a pious something. It's one of the offenses against the chanting of the holy name. It's to consider that the holy name is a karma kanda prayaschitta, a process of neutralizing sin or the reactions of sins or diminishing the suffering that's due to my past karma. To think of it in that way is offense aparad. Nam aparad. Instead, it's the most valuable jewel. The holy name can carry one from this world into the spiritual world and directly into the association of the personality of Godhead eternally. Oh, what a sorrow. What a great sorrow, more painful than any other misery of this world, to think of the holy name as something mundane, a nice song that some people like to sing when they get together. Not like that. The most valuable thing. Hari Nam Eva Kevalam, the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything.